Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
30 degrees at 6:47 with Team PXY on 98 PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Brazy. We are experiencing some flurries in some of the listening area. Definitely going to see some snow on the ground, on the road. Cannot stress enough. Please be careful. We don't want to see what happens every single time. Don't go too fast. Don't drive too close to people. You know, the stuff that we learn like 4 weeks into winter every single year.
I think the best part of like trying to stay home as much as possible for everyone right now is not ruining your car with a deer, sliding on black ice, whatever the case may be.
For sure. So I just wanted to get that up out front. But if you haven't been listening to the show yet this morning, maybe you're just getting up, maybe you're just popping in. I had a pretty big announcement earlier this morning. You may have been wondering, you know, I haven't heard Breezy really on the show this week. What's going on? She is back live, back in the Clawfist.
The Clawfist. Mm-hmm. I never left.
But we revealed earlier what's been going on. Breeze, would you like to take it over again?
Sure. So the jig is up.
That's not a jig.
I have been absent for the last week because I ended up contracting COVID from a family member. And it's really a winding story that I think I would like to take you on and explain. We asked before we came back to share the story if you had any questions of anything that I've been going through or experiencing. And someone actually asked the timeline of the contact tracing.
Sure, yeah.
So we will talk about that and a bunch of other smaller details. But let's start at the very beginning.
If you want to jump in, if you do have questions when it comes to it, 585-222-9800. I'll keep an eye on
that. Here to answer them for you.
Yeah.
So last weekend, not the weekend after Thanksgiving, but the weekend before that, I talked about on the show, me, Rach, my mom, and her mom, we went up to the Adirondacks together for the girls' trip.
Gals weekend.
Fun.
Away.
We're isolated in a forest.
Right.
We're safe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or so we thought. And it was just the four of us, and we were having a great time. And while we were on our little getaway, my brother is texting my mom saying, "Mom, I don't feel well. I'm going to go to urgent care and get a test," which he had already had a test planned because I also stated on the show earlier that my mom was making us all get tested before Thanksgiving.
Right.
None of us really were showing symptoms. We were fine. It was
safe.
A precautionary measure. And my brother ended up getting tested that Sunday we were away. And then my mom, my dad, and I got tested at the MCC location the Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
For
clarification's sake, where was he tested?
He was tested at the urgent care in Canandaigua.
Okay. All right. Because I think we're going to get into some of Breezy's testing experience coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. I don't want to focus too much on it right now, but that's an important detail because I know I was confused as to how he got his back so fast.
So Wednesday night rolls around. We're off the air for a couple days here. I'm excited. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Everything's great. I'm heading home to Canandaigua to help my mom with cooking and to see my cousin and her boyfriend that were up from Long Island.
Mm.
And my mom calls me as I'm getting off the thruway and says, "You can't come home. Max, my brother, his test came back positive for COVID. Thanksgiving's canceled. We're all isolated. Max is in his room for the next however many days, and we're here now." My mom's feeling kind of crappy. My dad came home from hunting, so he's with all of his hunting buddies.
Yeah.
So it's a cluster, right? And my cousin and her boyfriend are up from Long Island.
So they're already there.
They're already there.
Mm.
So I call Rach and I'm like, I tell her the situation and she's like, well, I don't know if I should go see my family now. So she ends up staying back with me and we don't do Thanksgiving with our families, which I'm super bummed about, right? Because yeah. in a time such as this one, and we worked so hard to get under the cap here, and you know, there were so many logistical things that went into it. It was the one thing I was like kind of looking forward to in
sure.
a world or in a time, I should say, where there isn't a lot to look forward to. This was a big thing for me. So
absolutely, yeah.
I woke up Thanksgiving morning and I was not good. Not good. Full body chills, headache, fever, unwell. Very
now,
unwell.
At this point, from a psychological standpoint, you know that your brother's tested positive. You know mm-hmm. that your mom had exposure to him. You know that over the weekend you had exposure to your mom. Then you wake up on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, and you're experiencing the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
What were you thinking? Were you trying to convince yourself that you were just like psyching yourself out?
Oh, I was legit in denial.
Yeah.
I was legit in denial.
I think it's probably normal. Yeah.
Something that they just don't really like explain to you with COVID, and you hear it from secondhand from news and friends who've had it and family members, is that it's a very mental virus.
Sure.
And your anxiety around it is just the craziest thing you'll ever experience.
Well, it had to be just a rush of thoughts, right? Of, do I have it? No, maybe not. Maybe I'm just thinking about
yeah.
it. You're worried about your family. You're worried
right.
about who you've exposed.
I'm more worried about my family than anything on
yeah.
Wednesday when my mom explained to me the situation. My parents are older, not like old, but they're older than me.
Right.
And my brother has, you know, asthma and all this other stuff. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking about like, okay, so we stopped and saw my cousin on the way home from the Adirondacks, and then my other cousin's up from Long Island, and then my aunt was there, and we're, all these things are going through your head, right? So,
and you still haven't gotten your test results yet.
Still haven't gotten my test results.
So you don't even have confirmation for you.
No, neither did my mom or my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So the only person we knew for sure was my brother Max.
Okay.
So wake up Thanksgiving feeling crappy. Rach and I spend Thanksgiving in our apartment, you know, doing what we can to
make the best of it.
Shout out to our friends over the break room.
Yes,
dropped off some goodies, Kimmy and mm-hmm. Duffy. Love you.
He gave me some crap, by the way. He was like, oh, I was waiting for you to do it. I'm like, sorry, man. I was at my parents 2 hours away. So
amazing.
Thanks for making me feel bad, though. It's
so
delightful. I dropped out popcorn yesterday.
You did. You did. That was great.
Set points.
That was great. So we did Thanksgiving the best we could, and it's a very low-key day, really just trying to sweat it out, lay low,
mm-hmm.
not do anything completely strenuous on my body. And my anxiety's still through the roof, still haven't gotten the test results, by the way, like to this day gotten them.
We'll get into that after 8, yeah.
And my mom is getting, you know, sicker by the day. My dad's starting to show symptoms. And my cousin that I stopped to see in Syracuse on the way home from the Adirondacks test positive, gets a rapid on Friday.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
So I'm like, at this point,
It's inevitable.
Yeah. Any doubt that I had of like, maybe it's a sinus infection, like,
right,
kind of went out the window.
Well, I was texting, obviously, with Breezy throughout this, and you did text on one of the days where you were convinced that if it wasn't COVID, you were dying of something else. So that was another fun.
I had no idea what was going on.
Another fun thing to throw into the mix, yeah.
I'm like, if it's not COVID, I don't really know what it could be or why mm-hmm. I'm feeling this bad. So at this point, it's pretty clear. And I don't know, because I don't have the test results. I don't know about me.
Yeah.
I don't really know about my mom or my dad. My dad ends up getting his test results on Sunday. He's actually negative.
Okay.
So now it's a coin toss. It could go either way.
Right.
And
but if you're feeling symptoms, probably.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I'm like, well, maybe my dad does have COVID and he got tested too early. Because remember, we got tested when we were not feeling symptoms. We got tested for the precautionary for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we didn't have Thanksgiving, by the way, because that would have been awful.
Seriously.
Because the way this spreads is no joke. And that's what I want to get into with the contact tracing of my mom, me, Rach, and her mom spent that weekend together, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom's feeling symptoms. I start feeling symptoms. Rach is actually okay.
Okay.
I think it's only a matter of time, though, because we do live in this apartment.
Yeah, and again, it's possible that she could be asymptomatic.
Her mom is not good. Okay. Her mom has had a fever for 3 days.
Ugh, yeah.
And mind you, her mom already had COVID back in April.
Really? Okay.
So, you know, we don't know.
Yeah. Because, again, we still are unsure of what the period is where you're, quote unquote, immune to it after having it, right?
The only thing in my head right now is I need to get a rapid test, like right now.
Because you want a confirmation.
I need to figure this out because I'm having anxiety. I'm having a lot. It's very mentally draining on me. I'm feeling so vulnerable. I feel like I'm spiraling. And I'm like, am I spiraling because I'm sick? Or am I spiraling because I'm just so anxious that I don't know the answer? Or is a combo of both?
Probably a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. And quite honestly, it's because it's a situation where you have no control. There's
exactly
really nothing you can do. So yeah, that's a tough spot to be in.
So I call the place that I got tested on Tuesday, and I'm like, where are my results? Like, I'm getting a little snappy. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I'm freaking out here. And they're like, oh, it's not ready. It's not ready.
I mean, we do need to keep the, because I don't want to just like bash the testing. There was a rush of people for the holidays. So that's probably the main factor in play here. Still something important to know that it's going to take a lot longer if you do get tested to get your results. It's been over a week now.
Yeah. So I know that there's 4 places in New York at the time where they distribute rapid tests.
Mm-hmm.
One in Utica, one in Oneonta, one in Oswego, and one in Pulaski.
Okay.
And getting into these sites, these testing sites, is like the lottery. Like, you really don't do it. You don't get in. People line up. The testing sites open at 8. People line up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Like, legitimately.
It's like Black Friday.
Black Friday. It's crazy. So I know that there's probably not a shot I'm getting a rapid test, but I call anyways. If I'm a betting woman, I call anyways. And
this is on Monday.
This was on Monday. And I call on Monday to the Pulaski location, which is kind of up near Watertown, which is 2 hours away.
Ideal.
Yeah, great. And I call them 65 times. And it's seriously, Corey, like I'm back in my youth. I'm 14 years old again, trying to win Summer Jam tickets on 90PXY.
Oh, dear.
So I don't get in. I leave a message and I'm like, this is hopeless. I'm done. You know, whatever. I'm not going to find out. I'm just not going to find out. They actually end up calling me back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, when do you want to schedule your test? What time works for you? Come on in, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going to Pulaski at 1:30 on Monday. Drove 2 hours there, 2 hours back.
How terrible was that? Like, when you don't feel good, the last thing you want to do is drive a long way.
I know. And it was raining and it was not
perfect.
Good.
That's great.
I ended up getting my result of a positive test.
Mm-hmm.
And It was a weird feeling. It was a weird feeling to get the confirmation because it's like, okay, you knew in your heart of hearts that you probably did have COVID. But just hearing her saying, like, you're positive, I was like, okay, like, now what?
Yeah.
As if I'm, like, shocked. Like, I knew.
Right.
I knew but that this was probably going to be the outcome.
But you can no longer hold out hope that that's not the case.
Right. So I make my way back home. And I just rest. And I talk to my parents and my brother every single day, multiple times
a
day.
Yeah.
Not even the fact that I'm sick or that they're sick, but it's like just the fact that I haven't been to my parents in over a a week, maybe 2 weeks.
I mean, you usually see
it's
them
been 2 weeks,
at least
actually.
Once a week, if not a couple times a week. Yeah,
yeah, it's been 2 weeks since I've been home.
And just not, not being able to.
Right.
Sucks.
So, and I feel like people are like, well, if they have it too, just like, go. But like, my brother's out of isolation.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's not smart.
No.
An update on my cousin and her boyfriend who were here.
Mm-hmm.
They came before we knew Max was COVID positive.
This is what happens. This is why they're saying
her boyfriend ended up contracting it. And it's spread like wildfire. My aunt and uncle now have it. The thing about the contact tracing is like, I didn't see a lot of people outside of my family. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I'm super thankful for.
Well, I've got a question. Again, the text that we got, and if you do have questions about this, again, Breezy revealing this morning, she does have COVID. She's remote right now. She's home in isolation until Sunday. 585-222-9800. If you have questions, really about anything, we'll be talking about this quite a bit because there's just there's a lot to get to, certainly. But the specific question we got early this morning was, I want to know about contact tracing and what they consider close contact. How did they ask about that? Was there protocol? Have you heard from the health department? Contact tracers are supposed to call. Do they ask who you've been in contact with?
I actually have not gotten a call, which is a wee bit concerning for me.
Yeah.
It's been 2 days.
Yeah. And again, we got to point out, we've seen the numbers here locally, right? So they have to be so completely overwhelmed.
And then
at
I'm thinking
moment.
To myself, maybe it's because I drove to Pulaski, but they asked me what county I lived in.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure. But for the close contact question, I mean, this was my family. This is where you think you're the safest and nothing's going to happen. And,
right.
and that's just not the case. So
well, that's where this is.
I will admit, like, I was hugging and kissing my mom and my cousin, and that's kind of how it happened.
Yeah.
Not masks, no masks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's your family. Like, that's where you feel the safest.
Yeah. Well, that's,
but I'm here to tell you, like, that's just not the case.
And that is a story I've been hearing from the governor. He says that every time. It's small gatherings like that that are what is causing the spread. And this is sadly what we, you know, all expected, really. And certainly the COVID fatigue goes into it, and you miss your family and you want to be around them. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a gamble.
It is.
And as Breezy just explained, it can spread really, really fast if it goes that direction. So again, plenty to get to about this. We'll be talking about it. I'm sure at least, you know, through the rest of the week, through your isolation, your experience, what it's like. I certainly have plenty of follow-up questions. We've got to get into the testing situation after 8 o'clock this morning. But just... physically, you went through a lot of the mental stuff. Physically, how are you feeling now?
It comes in waves. Like, I'm very tired. I can't do a lot. Like, I tried to clean my kitchen a little bit yesterday, and I'm telling you, like, 5 minutes, and I was done for.
Yeah, exhausted, sure.
And I was telling you earlier, I wake up feeling good and chipper, and then by the end of the day, I'm done
for. Yeah. So, but all in all, you know.
All in all, my symptoms, I'm very lucky because I don't want to say I'm lucky, but I'm lucky because I know a lot of people have had it a lot worse than
me. Sure, totally. But,
and that's something to be thankful for.
I know people are probably curious. Family's doing okay at this point. I mean, we're not to the level of hospitalization with anyone.
No.
God forbid ICU, anything like that. So,
right.
So that's certainly something to be thankful for. But
very much so.
If you've been curious where Breezy's been the past couple of days, that is the reason why. So there you have it. Breezy, it's awful. But I am happy that you wanted to talk about this and wanted to talk about it to kind of show others that this is what can happen. Really
it's very
fast,
important.
Right?
It's very important. You're not immune. This virus doesn't pick and choose. It's going to, if it comes to you, it's going to come to you full force and your entire inner circle.
Yeah.
And it spreads like on a dime. Mm-hmm. So please just be so, so, so careful.
All right. You ready to move
goodness.
On for a little bit?
Yes.
Talk about something else?
Savage or sensible?
Yes. Going to jump into today's Savage or Sensible coming up next on the show. Got a text into the show earlier this week in response to putting gift card shaming on pause. This person said, how about a sister-in-law who re-gifts things, and I was given a gift card by her and went to use it, and there was 1 cent on it. Know what I mean to her?
Sure.
Clearly, this is a case of a savage move.
Wow.
Very clear. But let's scale it back a little bit. Let's just say, for argument's sake, let's say it was a $50 gift card, and you used $25. So it's a $25 gift card now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give that to someone?
It's kind of cheap.
Can you give a slightly used gift card as a gift for the holidays? Savage or sensible, jump in early. Pull us up now, 98pxy.com. Text in the keyword vote as well. And
of factors in play.
We'll get to that next. Hang on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.